This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another active week in the upper chamber.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order.
The week began with more than 20 hours spent on initiative petition reform. Senator Brian Williams of University City says he believes citizens create initiative petitions because the legislature is not listening to them.
So I would argue instead of proposing SJR 74, we should just start handling the business of the people.
Missouri senators seemed to reach a compromise that was reflected in an amendment to Senate Joint Resolutions 74, 48, 59, 61, and 83, offered by Senator Mike Searpoint of Lee's Summit.
Taking out all the things that we're calling ballot candy today and just going back to the straight underlying amendment is also changing the ballot language to reflect those changes.
Senate Joint Resolutions 74, 48, 59, 61, and 83 was then given preliminary approval.
You know, it'll be a good start. It's going to be a tough road to hoe.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia says getting to this stage of initiative petition reform has been a long journey.
I think there'll be some difference of opinions on whether concurrent majority is the right thing to do, whether or not you do House districts versus congressional districts. You know, there's some devil in the detail stuff there.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence reiterates passing this resolution would not impact any current signature gathering efforts that are underway.
It's less about what's in it at this point, and it's a matter of getting going and are you going to be able to gather the signatures between now and May on whatever issue it might be.
Missouri senators voted to send the resolution to the Missouri House of Representatives on Thursday morning.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate would go to the order.
Wednesday afternoon saw time spent on Senate Bill 799. Senator Travis Fitzwater of Holt Summit is the sponsor. He tells colleagues his proposal seeks to modify provisions relating to motor vehicle assessments.
Changed the depreciation calendar to a 12-year calendar, took out farm equipment. We added a change that was agreed on by everyone last year for $300 at the end of the life instead of a 99.9% depreciation.
During discussion, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City mentioned this legislation would change the method to measure a vehicle's trade-in value.
Currently, the personal property tax assessments are based on market price trade-in values, right? So like the Blue Book for used vehicles.
Senate Bill 799 has been set aside for future talks. Committee hearings also continue.
We'll start with the senators and
Senator Curtis Trent of Battlefield sponsors Senate Bill 978. He tells the Missouri Senate Insurance and Banking Committee this measure would enact provisions relating to payments for prescription drugs.
This is for the FQHCs, and essentially would like to see this bill or something approximating it as a compromise go through.
Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis sponsors Senate Bill 1035, which he tells the panel is identical to Senate Bill 978.
This would simply just affect the FQHCs, and it would allow them to be able to get the same benefits that are currently given out through the 340B program.
Both of these proposals await committee action.
Mr. President, with no further business to come before.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.